The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
When you're out shopping for clothes for your children, do you find the options limiting for boys when compared to girls? And do your sons mind the lack of choice? Freelance journalist Niamh O'Reilly is with us. Morning, Niamh.
Morning.
What has been your experience when you're out shopping?
So my two boys, who are 6 and 9, sort of the days are gone when I would sort of go out and pick their clothes and all that sort of thing. They like to do their own sort of shopping now and pick their own clothes, which I like. I think it's great. I'm all for it. But they keep pointing out to me, like, I hadn't noticed this before, I must say. But every time we go to like just any high street shop and go to the children's department, they point out time and again that the boys' section is almost always smaller. And generally there's a lack of colour. There's a lack of just imagination in general in what they see in front of them in the so-called boys' section of children's wear.
I was kind of leaning into this going, where is she coming from? But now that you've said it, you're right. Yeah. The boys' section is always smaller.
It's a funny thing. Yeah. I think most of us just don't. I didn't notice this now, literally until a few weeks ago. They pointed it out to me. And I sort of thought to myself, hang on, is this our perception or is this actually true? So I did a bit of digging. Being a journalist, that's what I do. So I went off and I had a chat with a few buyers from some high street retailers and some boutique owners. And yes, the boys section does tend to be smaller, and it's really because for them the biggest sellers are girls' clothes, and it's probably the same with women's clothes versus men's clothes. They sell more women's as opposed to men, so they give over a smaller section of the store to boys and men.
And boys tend to be lower maintenance when it comes to clothes as well. And what I mean by that is they will tend to wear the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and no one will say anything to them. But even at 6 and 9, a girl can't do that. She can't wear the same dress for a week unless she really wants to, and she's entitled to if she wants to. But social mores dictate otherwise.
Yeah, I think the thing with children's clothes in general, like we might be hacked off with sort of the lack of colour and size and options for boys' clothing. But I know for a fact that parents of girls are also pretty sick of kind of the stereotypes you'll find for girls' clothes. And it's a lot of pink, it's a lot of sparkles. And in the summertime, for example, girls' shorts tend to be like really short sort of hot pants, whereas the boys' shorts are much more roomy. They've loads of pockets. They're far more functional. So I think this cuts both ways in terms of children's clothing. And I think just in chatting to parents and chatting to, you know, boutique owners and stuff, I think what people would like to maybe see is a little bit more gender neutral layouts in stores. And I know a lot of stores are going that way. They've removed boys and girls signage. And so children can kind of just, you know, navigate their way around a children's wear shop and go to what they like, which kind of cuts out this, you know, perception, well, this side is girls and this side is boys, which kind of limits their options.
And I suppose the other side of it then is the branding that goes into it. If you are buying boys' clothes, you've got your bland colours, or you'll have Minecraft, or you will have Spider-Man, or you will have something boyish. And then if you're looking at the girls' clothes, it's all Barbie or Peppa Pig or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are defining them. We're not defining them. The people who are buying the clothes are defining them.
I know. And I did put that to them. And like, in fairness, they are businesses. And, you know, they admitted that, look, they can't ignore the so-called cute factor. If they buy in some sparkly pink thing with, I don't know, Barbie or unicorn on it, they know it's going to sell like hotcakes. Similarly, if they get a top in with PlayStation on it, it's going to walk out the door. So they can't ignore these things either. But I do think a lot of stores are trying to offer a little bit more now for boys and girls. Like, we went out and did a bit of a recce. We just went to Dundrum, had a look in a few shops, and a few stores had really nice and surprising pockets of colour for boys. Like, we were surprised by it. But again, it was all Pokemon and PlayStation and Minecraft. So it's hard to get away from those things as well.
Yeah. And when we're doing this, is part of this down to the buyers being afraid to introduce a line of red clothes for boys in case they're left with them, and that the mammy and daddy won't pick them up because boys shouldn't necessarily wear red?
I think that's definitely a huge issue. But and there's perception that at a certain age, maybe 7, 8, 9, that boys kind of drift just into sportswear, and that's all they're going to wear. And I'm sure for some boys that's true, and they're big into sports and football and whatever, and they want to wear, you know, tracksuits and sportswear. But I would say girls similarly, you know, they also drift into sports and also want to wear that. So I think we've got to maybe just look again at how we're kind of putting these gender stereotypes into kids' clothes. And it's kind of a chicken and egg scenario. Mm. Like, my eldest now is 9, and he's going into shops and just being completely just switched off by the sea of navy and grey. So he's just going to turn away from it anyway. But maybe if he was given more options, he might, you know, stick with his interest in clothes and try something different. But I think it's what's being presented to him is just utterly boring and uninspired.
But I'd put even down to the comfort level. You're 100% right. And, yeah. And I've got two boys and a girl at home.
Yeah.
And all the boys' clothes designed for comfort. Go around, yes. Lounge around there, yeah. Lads. You're grand. You don't have to do yeah. too much. The girls' clothes, on the other hand, I mean, would you wear them voluntarily a lot of the time? Even the sportswear sometimes isn't as comfortable as yeah. the boys' sportswear would be. So again, yeah. there's a conscious decision being made somewhere. I'm just wondering where it is.
Yeah, and like this starts in kids' clothes, but it continues up. And, you know, as a woman out shopping, like the lack of pockets in clothes for women drives me demented. And
I can't speak from personal experience.
You're so lucky because you walk out the door and you can put all your bits and pieces in your pockets. Whereas as a woman and a mum, my hands are never not full of my stuff and my kids' stuff walking in and out of the door because I don't have enough pockets. And even when they do provide pockets in women's clothes, they tend to be shorter pockets. You know, you couldn't get your smartphone fully into your pocket yeah. probably, whereas men can, God, fit the divil and all in their pockets. They're so long.
Can I make you jealous, Niamh? The pair of jeans that I'm wearing right now, not only has a pocket, it has a pocket inside the pocket for my smartphone. So I can fit my wallet and my smartphone into one pocket.
Look at, I'm so jealous. Come on, clothes makers, do better for boys and girls and for women as well. And I'm sure there's men out there who, you know, walk into stores and also maybe are a bit disappointed that the menswear is tiny. And also at the back of the shop, usually you have to go through yeah. the whole shop to find the menswear.
Can I tell you that an advocate has just texted in who says it's also on the men's clothes, pushed yeah. back to the far corner of the shop yeah. in small selection. And that's from David 100%. Quinn. So there's might be another column in it by the sounds of it. Niamh O'Reilly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Has it been your experience? Because it has been mine. And now that Niamh has pointed it out, we're doing our kids a tremendous disservice by forcing them into wearing boring, bland, generic clothes for boys and uncomfortable and stereotypical stuff for girls. It ain't the parents who are making this call. It's someone higher up the chain. I just wonder where it might lie.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.